Miss the show? Don't worry. You can get the best bits of Annie and Ando on the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Up early with Annie and Ando on your Friday morning. We're talking costumes this morning. Have you ever had a costume themed party for you?
Yeah. My 21st was a big one. Oh. I made it dynamic duos themed. So you
I like
to come.
That. Like Sunny and Cher.
Yes.
Kylie
like
and Danny.
So many. I had like Tweedledee and Tweedledum. I had people be
Ben
like
and Jerry.
Bananas in pajamas, but my friend came as a banana, but she didn't have another friend, so it was a few lone people, but that's okay. I don't mind that. There was also my friend did a character from the IT Crowd. And
what's the IT Crowd?
It's a funny British show about working in the IT department.
Oh.
Yeah, and there's actually three of them. So, again, you know, I'm pretty flexible with...
So, some people ad-libbed.
Ad-libbed, but that's fine. As long as you had a costume. I think there were... I can still remember about two people who came from work and just had, like, a denim jacket. And I'm like, it's okay.
Lazy.
Lazy.
Suit. Yes. Hey, what did you go as?
I went as Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt when they walked the red carpet and she had that giant slit dress.
Oh, yes. All that leg.
All that leg.
Beautiful. It was black or dark.
Yes.
It was a black.
So, obviously, I was the star of that duo because my boyfriend at the time just wore a tux that he'd rented.
But did he look hot in the tux?
Yeah, he looked good, yeah. And I went to have the dress hitched up because I'd ordered it online. And then I went to my dad's friend's alteration shop and...
To get me some leg opening here.
Yeah, which is quite embarrassing when it's your dad's friend. And I'm like, he's doing it. And then I'm like, no, it needs to be even higher. No, even higher. Like, it's a costume. I know it's a nice dress, but it needs to be also funny. Like, part of it is just taking the piss of, like, how high you can make this slit.
Did you have to wear costume tape to, like, so that it didn't
there
just...
There were, I believe so. There was Hollywood tape. Pins and things in case things fell apart. And I never managed to wear it again because that's often the thing with costumes. It's a one-time thing, especially when it's a big event and everyone's seen the photos already.
That sounds really lovely. Did you have competitions like Best Dressed or you just knew you were?
No, I didn't want to make it competitive as well. It's just a party. I want them to have fun. I had a photo booth and it was lovely. So I still get to keep everyone's costumes in my collection.
There's something. You said you didn't want to make it competitive. How much... How much pressure do you put on yourself when you're going to a costume party? Like, if I'm in, I'm all in.
And
I'll organise hair and makeup.
That's amazing because I want to talk to you about this because you once asked a special professional to do your makeup for a costume party, which I've never done before.
I know, and I kind of think it might have been a bad costume party, but Not PC. And we actually need to talk about the elephant sitting in the corner there with a black face.
Up early with Annie and Ando on your Friday morning. We are talking costumes this morning. Annie Louie, that I loved your 21st birthday idea of doing couples.
Yeah.
Famous couples.
Didn't have to be couples, just duos.
I've never had a fancy dress party.
For yourself, never. Do you want me to throw you one?
Do murder mystery nights count? You know where you do the murder mystery
nights? Were you hosting?
Yes. And it was a dress-up themed.
Yeah, it does count, but it's not all about you. It wasn't really about you.
It wasn't my birthday or celebration.
But still, what a fun time.
Oh, I did one time go as, I think, my favourite dress-up because so much effort went into it. I went as a Joker from Batman and it was a Halloween party and it was themed for... Dead Hollywood was the theme.
Oh, gee.
I know. As I'm saying it, I'm like, that's probably not too
nice.
Did
it have to be characters that were...
Or people. So I went as the Joker and I went to, I love the costume shop Rose Chong in Fitzroy in Victoria. Big shout out to everyone there. That's so lovely and helpful.
They dressed me for the pirate shoot. All of our costumes came from there.
Really?
Yeah, the pirate pornography shoot.
There's a guy that works there that is just divine where he's like, come, you just go in and go, I'd like to go as an Oompa Loompa. And he's like, I don't have a specific Oompa Loompa outfit, but you know what? Leave it with me. And suddenly you walk out looking like an Oompa Loompa. He's got his white over. Like, he just is so good.
Yeah.
Anyway, they recommended a makeup artist for me. I said, do you know anyone that can do my makeup for this party? And they're like, yeah, there's this guy in, I think, Little Collins Street. So I went and spent 2 hours. Well, he had to make the fake scars on the side of the mouth and glue it on. And, it was phenomenal transformation.
You didn't want to just watch a YouTube tutorial and do it yourself?
God, no. No. And people didn't know who I was. Like, I turned up to the party.
I've seen the photos. We might have to whack it up on the gram. I can't tell it's you at all either. Yeah.
it was extreme, but it was fun. But then later on at the night, you know, you kick on, and then I'm sitting at Lord of the Flies or whatever in Brunswick Street.
You know what? In a gutter somewhere.
Having some joke. Early morning munchies with a couple of colleagues as my fake sort of scars are starting to droop off.
And, oh, you're like Cinderella and turning.
The poor Uber driver turns up and just looks at me. I said, morning!
Looking worse for wear. Yes. With a kebab in your hand.
Yes. I do want to talk about inappropriate costuming.
Yeah. It tempts people, especially celebrities, all the time.
Do you, like, I think at the, this is going to sound naive and I apologise if you're offended, but I think it's changed over time. Like, I don't think doing some stuff 20 years ago, I think maybe we just didn't think it through.
Yeah, you're reminding me of a friend who was telling me his dad used to do Christmas parties where he would be the Santa and there'd be a different cultural Santa every year.
I went to say, oh, cool, and then I thought about it a little bit more.
Well, you know, he would do Irish Santa, so he'd be dressed to like a leprechaun.
Come sit on my lappy, laddie.
Yes, exactly, yeah. And all the kids would love it. But one year he dressed up as Indigenous Santa with a loincloth
First Nation
and browned himself up.
Oh,
so he had a boomerang and everything, and they've just recently found the photos, and my friend was like, and that's me there as a baby being held by a man in blackface. Oh. And he went and asked his dad about it, and his dad said, well, I wouldn't do it now. Of course I wouldn't.
Yeah.
So I agree, times have changed, and I'm a bit worried. Like, I've been to some Hawaiian-themed parties. Everyone's got their Hawaiian shirts out. We're all got our lays on, sipping our margaritas or whatever. And
but you haven't changed your skin tone.
No, I haven't. But I'm like, what if it's wrong to, you know, dress up as any other culture that's not your own in the future? Will I be apologising for my Hawaiian shirt?
See, this is where I genuinely get confused, because I understand, like, I kind of go the line, it perhaps is, if you're changing your skin tone to be something you're not, then
Definitely, because I think there's limited, for people of colour, there's limited options that reflect who we really are in mainstream media. So if you say I can't dress up as Wonder Woman, I really don't have a lot of other options. Like, you know, you just got to believe, or you got to be smart enough to use your imagination to accept that I am what I'm wearing.
Read her name tag. It says Wonder Woman.
Exactly. Well, that's a lazy costume. You can't just walk up with a name tag and be like, this is my dress up.
So then if I went as, I don't know, Chairman Mao or something, like, I wouldn't try to Asianify,
no,
is that such
yeah.
a thing? My face,
exactly.
I would just go looking as...
Yeah, if the theme was political leaders, I'd be like, cool, nice jacket. And then I'd just move on, you know.
Nice jacket.
I'll put a mole on, you know. Like, that's fine.
Oh, so I can put a mole? Oh, see, this is what I'm saying.
What if it's the mole's so... as big as my face?
You're up early with Annie and Ando on your Friday morning. We are talking costumes.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to run through a list of the 15 most, but I won't do 15 because, you know, we are here only for an hour. Most inappropriate costumes, Annie Louie.
Yikes.
Coming in at number one.
Oh, you like to do it back that way. The other way around.
Oh, how many do you want? I'll give you three.
All right, give us your best three.
Coming in at number three. Gender or transphobic costumes. Mm-hmm. Walmart in the States, right, had a costume, and I'm laughing because it, like, at their stupidity for even thinking it was okay, the tranny granny.
The tranny granny.
So essentially, if your costume marginalises a group of people, then you just don't go there. Or makes fun of a marginalised group is actually what I'm trying to say. So dressing up as a transsexual, if you're not...
I'm really confused, because how does that work? Like, if I was to put on that costume, would I be a woman dressing as a woman?
No, you might actually just look like somebody that works in a laundry.
You've shown me... Yeah, exactly. So you've shown me something that looks a bit like Barry Humphries.
Yeah. Oh, so is Barry Humphries... Oh, God, now we've gone straight...
I mean, he's done said bad things anyway. Are you talking about that, or just the fact that he... Because he says that that's a character for him and it's not...
So that's acting versus
it's acting, yeah, and he actually
mimicking.
Doesn't.
Ah!
He actually doesn't stand up for trans rights.
No. Let's actually not go there. Coming in at number two, that you shouldn't. These are most inappropriate costumes.
Yep.
You should not dress as a national tragedy.
thought you said treasure. National treasure, good.
Tragedy.
National tragedy, bad.
So let me give you an example. A national treasure might be you go as the Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
A national tragedy, and there was this actual inappropriate couple that dressed as this, is going as the Twin Towers with aeroplanes sticking out the side of your building. So they're wearing these cardboard boxes.
Are they
boxes
smiling in the photo?
They're wearing cardboard boxes with windows and flame tissue paper flames out the top and a plane sticking out the side.
They clearly have creativity. Use it for something better.
Yes. Yes. They got slammed on the socials for dressing up like that.
People go for the shock factor, though. It's almost like the third item when you go sexy, funny, or shocking. Because sexy and funny are always, you know, my go-tos.
Are they?
I
Let me
say
know.
That's
raise your right hand when you're doing sexy. Because I just miss it, I think, sometimes. Oh! If looks could kill, thank goodness she's going on holidays next week.
Nice monologue. Good. Are you done?
Sexy.
Exit stage left, please.
Sexy, funny, and shocking.
Yeah. So I always go funny if I can. But, you know, Angelina Jolie, that was sexy. That was the time when I would change it up. What's number one?
Number one, coming in, this is as what you should not dress up as, the COVID-19 pandemic.
You can do that?
Yeah, it's a virus. There's already masks for sale that makes you look like a big virus.
That was something that was already available let's make it shocking.
And why shouldn't you go as the COVID-19? Is because of the impact around the world of how many people have lost their lives.
That's true.
God, I've brought down the mood when it comes to costumes. Maybe you should just not do costumes, Annie.
Well, I think we were talking about cultural appropriation before, and I have a question I'm a bit confused about. Mm. You're probably not going to answer it for me, but...
Oh. Such faith.
So I'm Chinese, and I don't own a Chinese cultural dress, which is called a cheongsam. I don't actually have one. None of my family members here own one either, and I think it's triggering because I used to work at a Chinese catering place, and that was the outfit, that was the uniform.
Is that the beautiful silks?
Yeah.
And it's got piping and they're the long dresses.
Yeah,
they have slits in them too.
Yeah, they have slits in them too, and it was one size fits all, and I was not exactly the average size. Yes, my tire was
too much
showing.
Junk in your trunk, Annie Louie.
Not the trunk, the front trunk.
Oh, things have changed. This was a while back then.
Back before I knew what exercise was. And so anyway, I don't even own one of those, but my friend is sending me a package and she said, she's Vietnamese, and she says you need to go and source yourself an ao dai, which is a Vietnamese traditional dress, so that you can take a video of you opening this package. I don't know what it is. The package has arrived. I'm a bit torn because I don't know if I should be doing that, even though I've done a DNA test and apparently I'm 10% Vietnamese.
Well, there's your answer. Yes, you can, because you got Vietnamese in you. But even if you didn't, if a Vietnamese wasn't inside you, what would you, like, is it wrong to wear a national dress? Like, isn't a grass skirt national dress of Hawaii?
I wouldn't probably wear the grass skirt and the coconut boob thing, though.
I didn't mention coconut boobs. You took it there.
I mean, you can't just be wearing, you know, a T-shirt and then a grass skirt. I guess you could, but, like, you know, you got to complete the look, I suppose. I just wouldn't go there. But, you know, then, you know, within your own race, you're saying it's okay. Beyond your race, not okay.
And is race and culture the same thing?
Good question.
Is it? What is your view on it?
Well, I'm torn.
It depends. It's leaping grey.
Because some people think it's an appreciation of that culture when they wear the cultural dress. But then there's been controversies where, for instance, a whole class of school kids were doing Asian Chinese dress for Muck-Up Day in the States.
Mm.
And half of the people slammed them on social media and the other half said that that's great because they're showing off the culture and appreciating it.
Hey, I've got a thought. I think we might actually solve this.
Racism today. Great.
No, about
I'll take the day off.
What's okay and not okay to dress up as when you're picking a costume. This wise, dear friend of mine taught me about punching up. So if you're going to take the piss out of someone or make a joke, you always do it to someone more privileged than you.
Yes. That was me.
That was you that taught me this. So when it comes to costumes, for example, if I went as a homeless person or...
Is that what you dressed as today?
No, no, no.
I'm trying to be serious, Annie.
I'm with you. I taught you this. You're feeding it back to me.
Okay, well, I'm helping others understand too. This isn't just a private chat between you and me in the shared toilets at Joy. So if I went as a homeless person or a minority group that I'm not a part of, that's punching down and that's actually taking a cheap hit. If, though, I dressed as Donald Trump, that's okay, isn't it? Because I'm punching up.
Correct. So I would say if I was punching in any direction with the our die, I'd probably be punching across.
Is a sideways punch okay? I hope this is making sense because
it does.
I'm not saying it's a rule, but it might be.
Yeah.
You know, like, are you, if I go as a, and I did once, I went dressed as an Arab to a murder mystery night.
Lucky there wasn't social media back then.
I took this costume serious. A friend of mine had worked over there, and so I had all the, like, and I wasn't taking the mickey. I was taking the role.
Yeah.
Murder mystery, it's a role. So does that make it okay? I wasn't just wandering
around
the street.
This is my job, is what you're saying. I'm taking it very seriously. Probably not today. By association, you thought it was okay since your friend had worked there and somehow given you permission in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, if your heart was in the right place, I think people are more forgiving. Just don't do it again if it was... You know, if people
don't
said...
Don't do it again, Ando, smack, as she whacks my backside.
You know, if someone said that they found it inappropriate, then you got to take that advice on board, you know?
Yes.
So I probably, I probably would film the video if I could source this traditional dress up. And then if someone said, hey, that's not cool, I'll be like, cool, won't do it again, man. I see it. I understand.
Ask for forgiveness. What's that dress again? We might be able to get one of our listeners to slide into our Instagram, Annie and Ando, and get one.
I hope I'm pronouncing it right. The owl die. Big shout out to any of our costume making friends out there. I just thought of somebody who has lost a lot of work right now, but they are absolutely brilliant. Shout out to my friend Will, also part of the Rainbow community, and so much talent. I didn't appreciate it fully until I saw him at work, and the amount of effort that they go to, not just to grab the pieces, but to tailor them to the era. Because if you have a particular piece, something could give away that it wasn't exactly right from the time you're trying to portray.
Is this costumes for television and like...
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back in time, 1800s, even earlier than that, the sort of history of costuming or dress-up parties really lies in the masquerade ball.
Oh, I had no idea. Like, is that an Italian thing?
No, I think you're thinking Carnivali, which is the masks in Venice, which is an amazing festival. That was, unfortunately, this year where a lot of the COVID spread from.
Oh, no.
Because of the gathering. The Italians love a cuddle
and a kiss.
But
everybody was wearing masks, right?
Over their eyes.
Well, that's why they banned face shields. They don't work.
But even in the 1800s, in the UK and actually in America, the theme of dress-up was very much to go back to historical figures. So for men or males, it would often be Napoleon they would dress up as.
Uh-huh.
And for women?
Who?
Marie Antoinette.
Oh, not Cleopatra or something.
No, well, maybe. These days, we kind of do the same. Like, it's kind of, we do Madonna or Lady Gaga. Is it wrong to go... as Lady Gaga in a meat dress?
Oh, no, that would be fun. If you could get your hands on one of those.
Mm.
It'd be hard, though. I just go the cardboard option. Cardboard everything is such a great tool.
You do, when you dressed up as a scientific calculator for Markup Day at high school.
I could easily make a giant T-bone steak out of some cardboard. Easily.
I go, is authentic, like, when I think about your cardboard, I just go, it's clearly not real.
But that's the funniness of it.
You find that funny.
But it's cartoonish. It's cute, you know. Cartoons, they don't always imitate the real thing exactly.
I like the real thing. I'm not being grumpy.
No, I mean, I don't know where I'd find that much meat to be wearable. I'm sure she had a costume person on hand in case something malfunctioned.
Yeah, but you could make it out of raw pastry, for example, using your pasta maker or raw pasta, and then that could be coloured and artistically decorated.
No, so not being realistic enough with it.
Well, that would have come up really realistic compared to cardboard.
Nah, when I have a vision, I like lock targets on it and I just do it.
Don't I know it?
Yeah.
It's very hard to stop that train once it starts rolling.
Yeah. That's what I'll be doing this weekend, working on my cardboard meat dress now that you've put it on the radar.
Your housemates must think you're a Fruit Loop, Annie Louie.
Well, you know, eventually when you get to know me, we're all a bit Fruit Loopy.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that as an insult. I'd be more direct. But no, like you come home and you go, hey, I'm talking taxes tomorrow. What taxes do you hate about? Or, hey, I'm doing this. So you use them for content on the radio show and your comedy. And then all of a sudden they'll come into the kitchen and you're doing a Zoom, you're hosting a Zoom gig for hundreds of people, or you've got me on and I'm going, who's the hottie in the background?
Yeah, and I'll be like, hey, it's a trade-off. You keep playing your bagpipes, I'll stay in my lane over here with my
cardboard. Stay in my lane. Oh, that's such a... Oh, I don't know that I like that term. Stay in your lane, Ando. Yeah.
Back to Queen Victoria's parties.
Queen Victoria's parties. So the... And you reminded me of it when you were talking about authenticity, so that the costumes of... back then was so elaborate, we wouldn't necessarily... Well, when I think about what's close to that, I think about a lot of our drag performers and some of the effort they go to on their costuming. Like I know our own beautiful Frock Hudson.
Yep, yes.
The work that... And actually our own Rachel Morrison, some of the work that they've been doing on...
Just
Frock's,
on wigs.
Frock's
just
hair wigs. Alone.
Yeah, hair alone.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, when they went to all these balls, they had no idea that they'd be dressing up in costumes, but now we consider that whole era costumable.
That's right. So the the 18th century.
Yeah, exactly. With, all the curly wigs. Men would wear wigs. They'd have stockings. They'd have long socks. Oh. Jester-like shoes, probably. That's what I'm imagining.
Yeah. Yeah. Remind me to tell you about... Millennium New Year's dress-up party that I went to.
The Y2K.
The Y2K dress-up party. You're up early with Annie and Ando.
Hit snooze and stay in bed with Annie and Ando on Joy.
Up early with Annie and Ando on your Friday morning. We are talking costumes this morning. And I just said before, and I don't know why I didn't think about it, Millennium, the Y2K, New Year's Eve, dear darling friends of mine had this amazing party. And it was a medieval feast. And there was criteria when you got the invite. The invite was you needed to come dressed authentically.
Dressed authentically medieval.
Yes. You were not allowed to wear underwear because apparently there wasn't underwear.
I mean,
that'd
be
time.
Funny. Like, you weren't allowed to use the toilet either because there was no sewerage. Like, how authentic could you possibly be, you know, in the modern era?
Well, it was in their warehouse in South Melbourne. So it's kind of like,
Australia wasn't even a country that was the way it was today.
Anyway,
know?
The criteria was... is like take the dress up seriously. Like don't just turn up in jeans and a toga.
for medieval, yes.
You weren't allowed to wear underwear, and you weren't. There would
be. Was there someone checking?
Yes, yes, of course, my darling mate. He'd just slide his hand down your back of your pants. Oh. But it was welcomed. I actually said, I think you might have missed it. Try again, mate. It was beautiful, beautiful boy. And there were no cutlery, so they've got a huge dining room. And the table was just spread with, and like, they'd cooked quails and beautiful roast meats and beautiful roast veggies.
Oven, which wasn't a thing back in medieval times.
Why are you diminishing this?
Well, you can't say you have to be authentic. Well, all right, let me take about
it. I'll go back and take the authentic out. You had to take it serious, all right. And so then the place was filled with all these candles and everyone was just sitting around gorging, drinking out of goblets and gorging on this food. It was so much fun.
Did you think the world was going to end that night?
One more condition. No, I didn't. But one more condition they had, was you had to make a coat of arms. You had to bring.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. A little arts and craft activity.
Yeah, so my partner and I made a coat of arms and you turn up and you ring the big knocker and you sort of were greeted at the door for your undies check. It was fun. We had so much fun.
And then we burnt somebody at the stake.
What did you do on Y2K? Did you dress up?
I was 6 years old.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
6 years
no,
old.
No goblets.
No bananas in pajamas.
Definitely
for you.
Definitely no one reaching down my backside other than to wipe my bum.
Hey, when it comes to dressing up and costuming any hair, let's talk. We touched on it before about like Frock Hudson's amazing hair that Rachel Morrison's been doing
yes,
for him.
I really want to get into wigs, more wigs.
Dress up or every day?
I wouldn't mind every day if it wasn't too itchy because if you're having a bad hair day, throw a wig on.
Would you have multiple... Like, I don't want to freak you out, but Dolly Parton wears a wig. Boom, boom, boom!
No, I would... Maybe not every day because that's a lot of effort. Like, you got to do the cap as well. You got to tuck all your hair back.
And you've got a lot of hair. You've got very thick hair.
Thank you. I'm just about to purchase a straightener. because I realise I get my hair straightened, like, permanently straight. Yes, and it's growing out, so that's what you're seeing.
You get it chemically straightened.
Yes, because it's unmanageable.
You know what? Mind blown, Annie Louie.
I know. So I don't have that typically straight Chinese hair, but a lot of my relatives don't. Well, would that be cultural appropriation? Isn't she brown?
Is that being wrong? I'm more just thinking about her tight curls. God, you've got to be so careful.
But I don't have tight curls. It's just managed, like, wavy and unmanageable.
I could do it for you.
What do you mean?
I've done chemical straightening on a friend's hair back in high school.
Whoa.
I just got a bit of cardboard, covered it with tin foil, shoved it up the back of her neck, and then just combed perm solution through the hair and stuck it to the cardboard.
Because thinking we're not going to be able to go to the hairdresser and sit for 4 hours for a long time. So the next best thing, I just got to get a straightener, do it myself.
Careful, it dries your hair out. Make sure you're doing some treatments.
Treatments. Hopefully I won't need to do it every day.
Are you getting one of those GBH things? Grievous bodily hairs?
Or? Yeah.
What is it? GB?
We can't really advertise.
No, I'm not advertising. Is that a brand? Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Good hair. Yeah.
I'm terrible at doing hair. That is my one letdown in terms of everything. Oh, I had a great conversation once with Anastasia Lee, fellow Joy presenter, and she said hair is the most important thing. If you had to choose hair or makeup, always hair, because it frames your face and it makes you look more put together. And I go the opposite way. 100% makeup before hair.
Oh, my God. That is so true. And I'm thinking, is it gendered? As a trans woman, Anastasia would probably, the big assumption, but, like, be focused on appearance and wanting to look good. Well, Anastasia always wants to look good. And their hair is always hot.
Yeah. So with you, though, like, if you could do hair, or, you know, if you had all of your face cream things, which one would you give up first?
I think I wear a baseball cap a lot, but it depends on the work that I'm doing, which one of my portfolios I'm working in. No, it does. Seriously, it does. Sometimes I'm far more corporate looking than
okay,
I love.
Okay, let's say you've got a big corporate gig, you're talking.
Hair.
You would give up hair?
No. Oh. I'd make sure my hair is clean, sharp, tidy, well done, well put together, not too much product that it's dripping down my forehead and making me shiny.
Do you ever do a face mask? Are you one of those people?
Yeah, I haven't for ages, but I used to, when you go buy moisturiser, you get free samples, and I'd always collect them up and do a good mask. And
free
then it
samples,
sets.
They really tick me off. Because I'm about to spend like $400 of stuff, and it just says, you've qualified for a free sample. I'm like, get out. Like, give me the whole store for the amount of money I'm about to purchase.
I'm grateful.
One free sample.
When you can go into department stores, whenever I go buy my aftershave from Bourke Street, I will ask. I don't mind being a Terry Tart ass, and I say, can I have some samples, please?
Yeah.
And I normally follow them to the sample drawers to make sure that I'm getting one of everything.
Oh, no.
What's that? And because it's handy to have in the car, a little spritz here, like carrying a little vial of after. I've got one in my backpack.
Some
right
of the programs,
me.
They make such a big deal out of the free samples you get like every quarter, and they send it to you and it's full of air. I'm like, these are minuscule. Where's the sample? I need a magnifying glass.
I got one the other day actually in the mail. I bought some hand soap and it came with a sample.
Was it the size of your fingernail?
No, but there was actually three samples, and they've all got a urulic acid or arugulic. It's got acid in it, Annie. I'm worried about using it.
Oh, no.
Are you a maker or a renter or a buyer?
I haven't rented before. I put a payment down for a photo shoot that I was going to do, and I decided that wasn't as good as an outfit I found online.
Oh.
So I was like thinking I'll go for a costume, and then I thought, no, actually this awesome one piece that I found is better. So I just went with that.
And you lost your deposit?
Yeah, I lost my deposit. Yes, correct.
Oh, goodness me, just giving away money now.
$10 or whatever.
You get some, Annie Louie.
Yeah, but making it can be a good option if you've got. I made a few things out of fabric before, definitely, with some basic sewing. I think we did have a... I think it was like jungle themed. So I just got some like animal print and made it into like a skirt or a wrap or a headband kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Like a Jane, Tarzan and Jane type,
like that,
or a Bam Bam out of
Flintstones. Yeah, it wasn't like the two-piece sexy, like, oh, stomach that's what exposed. I had. Not that.
All I had in my head was, I'm like, God, she goes the Angelina Jolie with her legs and bits out, and now you go in the Jane.
It was definitely layers of different animal prints, that was all. And tropical was a fun theme. I love a tropical-themed party, for sure, with, like, inflatable fruits, especially if it's a prom party.
Hang on, the phone's ringing, Annie Louie. I think it's the leopard skin, a leopard association of the world on the phone complaining that they're offended by you dressing in leopard print because it's their skin.
Oh, don't be like that.
Well, where do you draw the line? So
it sounds bad when it's coming from your mouth. You're like a white privileged male going, but why can't I?
No, I'm not saying I want to. I'm saying, but I once... that actually, the Y2K party when you were 6 years old watching Bananas in Pyjamas and I was drinking out of goblets and not wearing undies and medieval feast. I got my costume at the Melbourne Theatre Company. They have a wardrobe department or a costume department there at Melbourne Theatre Company. And somebody had told me about it. They're like, they've got really good stuff. So I went in and it's ginormous. And the woman behind the counter, I reckon had worked there a long, long time. She says to me, is it for a production? And I said, yes, it's for a medieval production.
Oh, you lied.
Well, it wasn't. Like, putting on a New Year's Eve party is a production.
I can't believe I let you wander in there. You could do that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and this is going back 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I then went back out.
Do they charge you prices?
Yeah, there's a rental fee, but I think she thought I was doing a play. Don't know.
When you had to pretend like, yes, I'm really into adult community theatre.
Yes. What's that famous, the two names, Rogers and... Gimmerstein or Hammerstein?
Oh, yes,
or
Roger
Sullivan and Betty and, yeah. I don't know. Morning,
yeah, Rogers
Betty.
And Hammerstein, I think.
Yeah, anyway, no.
Pirates of Penzance.
Yeah, oh, God, there it is.
Gilligan's Island?
No, Gulliver's Sullivan? No,
Gulliver's Travels.
No, we had just... we should research topics before we open our traps. I went back like 5-8 years ago. I can't even remember what the party was. And... just waltzed in like I own the place, said, yeah, I'm after a blah, blah. And the woman said, sorry, we don't work with the public.
Ew, disgusting.
And I went, but it's for a community group. Nah, she saw straight through
Good
me. So it was just a one-off luck that I managed to get.
They probably cause of you. They've got your face with a big cross on it in the back room.
All my goblet dribbles and not wearing underpants. Do you worry about the clothing, like, that other people have worn? I know they sometimes wash it, but some of those costumes you can't wash.
Yeah, I agree, especially things with a lot of sparkles on them. Sometimes there is a smell.
Oh, yeah, it's woofy.
Yeah, yeah. B.O. if someone has...
Oh, stop it!
Nothing like a stage production that someone's sweated through and they've done their finale dance and thrown their hands up and they're panting and they're like, now time to stick that back in the school closet for 10 years.
Yuck, I mean, I've got a bit of vomit in the back of my throat. Hey, something that will make me feel better is the Murphys. They're coming up next. What's on their show?
They are about to chat to Master Chef Judge Melissa Leong.
She's hot. Mm. Oh, sorry, I'm not objectifying. She's clever. No,
she's,
I can't.
No, she's hot right now, you know?
Yeah, she's on fire. The, she's
on
sizzling.
The pulse.
Sizzling
beef. Dish.
Or a piece of tofu.
Yeah. So they're doing MasterChef Kids soon. And I don't know where you're going with this. I'm going to just have to carry this thing home.
Carry it home, baby.
I'll piggyback Ando to the finish line.
Yeah.
Come on, it's Friday. We can do it. So they also got their last Rainbow Rover report with
Tim Little.
Yes.
Oh, is it last? Did they sack him?
No, I don't know.
I don't think so. He was too clever. Too clever. He's probably got his own podcast starting up or something.
Yes, exactly. So it sounds like a heap of fun and we're back next week. I'm not back. Emily Trester's filling in.
Have a lovely 1 week holiday. We will. I just want to remind you, Annie Louie, that part of your and my show is that we surprise people with wake up calls. I hope you have a really lovely
phone is staying
week.
Firmly off.
I'm going to miss you heaps. See you next week. Bye.
Missed the show? Don't worry. You can get the best bits of Annie and Ando on the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.